This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. Ooh, some smooth jazz music there. That was my fault as I had a button out of position. But thank you so much for being with me each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or whether or not you're listening to us online around the world at GCNlive.com. We welcome you with open arms. In this hour, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, will be with us for the first half hour to talk about Amelia, which happened a while back, and also to tell us what he's doing down in Texas. A little later on, we'll be joined by Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls and emails. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or via the email anytime, 24/7. Use either one of those addresses, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, or via the telephone, 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, and welcome our good friend. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Good afternoon, evening, Bob. We're doing fine here in beautiful San Antonio today.
San Antonio is really a place that is blown up. I've been there a couple of times on new vehicle reviews, and I'm always shocked anytime I get a chance to visit at the growth, and certainly the growth of the car hobby in that neck of the woods. There are an awful lot of people in the state of Texas and in San Antonio in particular that are into vehicles.
Yeah, this is a really kind of a, what would you call it, a hotbed of a hobby here. We were kind of introduced to San Antonio our first time back in 1970 when we joined the Air Force. And at the time, it was just a kind of a sleepy little Texas town. About 10, 15 years ago, it really started to blossom in this area. And today, what they call the Hill Country is just full of automotive events, everything from tours to auctions to car shows. And everywhere you turn, there's something automotive out here in the San Antonio, Auburn area. It's just really very, not Auburn, Austin, Texas. And that whole area there, it is just a hotbed of automotive activity.
It certainly is. And you're coming off some time down in Florida at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. We'll get your take on that. But what are you up to in Texas? What are some of the things that you're going to be doing while you're down there?
Well, we just concluded with the Dan Cruz Classics car auction that was held in conjunction with the San Antonio Autorama, held at the AT&T complex, where there's a basketball team called the Spurs out here, which I think they won a championship last year, and I think they're on the path to do it again this year. This was the first time that Dan Cruz had teamed up with the Autorama show, and it was really a success. Standing room only during the whole sales. A really eclectic group of automobiles were offered on the block. Very strong results. A couple charities helped along the way. And it was basically a whole lot of fun. And the car show itself, the Autorama itself, has some very, very nice vehicles in there. Again, a lot of them coming out of the local area. and just a little bit of everything from stock to wild custom.
Amazing. So a little bit of everything from, as you say, stock to wild customs. Any particular vehicles catch your eye?
Well, over at the Autorama today, there were a couple of cars I really enjoyed. My favorite was a 1961 Pontiac Ventura Tudor hardtop. This car was absolutely stunning. And I'm really a hardcore Ford person, but there's something about Pontiacs that just really kind of catch my, you know, catch a soft spot in my heart. There was a very interesting car there. It was a SSR, one of the Chevrolet retractable pickup trucks.
Oh,
car.
Sure.
This had been purchased new by Mattel Toy Company, and they used it in conjunction with a SSR model cars that they made. It had been a promotional vehicle, and then it was repainted and repurposed in for another use in a what they called Hot Wheels Garage tour. And that vehicle was really kind of unique. It was brought there by a chap by the name of Jeff Allen, who had a car show called Car Chasers, and they ran it over the auction block. They didn't really want to sell it. They had it there. So, oh, we'll put it on the air, put it up there. They put a pretty high reserve on it, which was met, and they don't own the car anymore. Some happy collector. Now it's the proud possessor of the Hot Wheels SSR.
That sounds like a really cool find, to say the least. Where do your travels take you next, Phil? I know during the course of the year, tell our listeners around North America and around the world, how many days in an average year you spend on the road?
We're on the road between 180 and 200 days a year. I think we were like at 195 last year, which we're going to try to cut that back a little bit because I'd like to stay home once in a while. But we just, as you said, on this trip last week, we were in Amelia Island. In fact, while our good friend Dave Kenny was on the air with you, we actually got to say hi to him. He had a little note of paper in his hand saying, I'm on the radio, and I said, had to be to Bob. And, but yeah, the Amelia Island, we had five different collector car auctions out there this year, and the concours, there was a threat of rain. Didn't stop the people from showing off, I think, nearly 200 really world-class vehicles. And the obviously the best of show went to a very wild Pegaso, painted yellow with red tires. It was really quite a sight to see. And that took the overall best of show at Amelia Island. And that was the 21st edition of that great show, which has really become second only to Pebble Beach.
It really has. I mean, when you stop and think about the growth of Amelia Island, I remember you telling the story of being in the McGuire's hospitality area back in the early 1990s, and Bill Warner was seated at the same table, and he said to you, I'm going to start this Concours event down off Jacksonville at Amelia Island, and a lot of people had doubts, but boy, he has proved them all wrong.
Yeah, and it's funny because I ran into Mr. Warner on several occasions that year, and he kept saying, Phil, you got to come, Phil, you got to come. And, I mean, he beat the band every concours, auction, everywhere he could be. This promoted, he was there, and he built this up to being quite an event. And one of the highlights last week, they had 130 judges on all the different classes. They had 130 different judges. He lined up all the judges, and then they're in kind of random order. He started at one end, went to the other end, and introduced each and every one of them by name, not using cue cards, and telling what every person's from. This gentleman here works with this magazine. This gentleman here works with this concours. This lady here is a publisher. This lady here is a noted race car driver. And that's the caliber of people that have been drawn to this event, and like I said, it's like no other, and he does that from memory, and it's just amazing that what goes on there, Bob. It's probably my favorite concourse to cover.
I don't blame you, Phil, and certainly logistically a whole lot easier than the events on the Monterey Peninsula. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Phil Skinner.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are spending time with our good friend, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and Phil is in San Antonio, Texas, wrapping up a cruise auction. He's fresh off Amelia Island, and Phil, before we go any further, let's remind folks of all the wonderful stuff that folks can find out and folks can utilize and folks can get for free. That's the key word at KBB.com.
That's right, Bob. KBB.com, it, you know, for many years it was Oh, you go to the car dealership and the dealer pull a little blue book out of his pocket and say, well, this is what the blue book says. And it was kind of a thing for the industry, and over the years it's become more and more consumer-oriented. In fact, today we are the largest visited automotive website when it comes to somebody looking to buy a new or used car. And first, it's a great place to get a complimentary value on your vehicle. Second, it's a great tool for finding out. You know, we have expert reviewers on our editorial staff that we have anywhere from 40 to 50 cars on test at any one time at Kelley Blue Book. It's amazing. It's kind of jammed up in our parking lot sometimes, too. But anyway, we do have some expert testers. They take them out there. They test. We have videos on the actual test. These aren't the manufacturer supplies videos. We have our own team that goes out and really photographs the cars, looks them over, and we inspect them and kind of give you an unbiased report. And then we use a great way of doing, shall we say, a shopping. Get you the best deal online. Also for used cars, we have a gauge meter that shows what other people are paying for vehicles similar to what you're looking for, and also where the best bargains are. It's kind of a unique shopping tool. And the best thing is, for the consumer, it is absolutely 100% free. Just go to KDV.com and start your little automotive trick down the golden pathway to a new vehicle.
Very well said, Phil. Looking back at Amelia Island, of course, what used to be just one single sale, the RM sale, now RM Sotheby's, has blossomed into, I believe, five different sales. David Gooding, of course, had the Jerry Seinfeld connection this year. You guys had a busy time covering all those different events.
It was. It's hectic. Fortunately, the traffic is a little bit better there than it is, say, out in Monterey. Trying to get from sale to sale there can be a real hectic, sometimes frustrating drive. It was still a little bit frustrating getting around the island out there. But we were able to get to most all the sales. Of course, Gooding did phenomenal with the Seinfeld collection. They also had the highest sale ever achieved for a collector car at auction. And that, of course, was the Ferrari California Spider, which did $15,600,000 on the hammer. Put on top of that, another $1,560,000 in commission. And that takes it real close to the $17 million mark.
Amazing. And what did you think of the Seinfeld collection? And certainly he got an awful lot of money for a Volkswagen.
He did get a lot of money for a couple of Volkswagens. He set a couple of records. I have a feeling that he had a 1960 Volkswagen coupe that was really kind of just a really ordinary nice car. He said, I'm taking a world record right at, I think it was, like, let's see, $110,000, which is unprecedented for a Volkswagen coupe. And then he also had a little Volkswagen camper van that he said he used to take his kids out in. And he got $90,000 on that for the other family camper. So it was kind of an interesting event watching those cars sell. And he appeared to have a good time. He netted a little over $25 million. Not bad for a weekend.
Not bad at all. And what do you think it is, Phil? I mean, a lot of these vehicles, in my opinion, aren't worth that kind of money. Is it the fact that they are Jerry Seinfeld-owned vehicles?
The Volkswagens might have gotten a little bit of a bump being Seinfeld. However, the Volkswagen camper, Gooding had another one that sold at $100,000 a few years back, and it was a similar car. In fact, it might have been the same one. So I don't think that had much to do with it. The big thing was his Porsches, the cars he brought to auction, were top of the line, creme de la creme. And the people who were buying them, I don't think the celebrity connection had anything to do with it. They were looking at the vehicle. I had the opportunity to talk with Jay Leno a few years back about buying cars with celebrity attachment. And Leno will not buy a car that's just a celebrity attachment unless it's a particular vehicle that he particularly wants. As he says, I am a celebrity. I don't need to buy other celebrity stuff. You know, I'm buying a car because he wants the dang thing. And that's all it is. And he got that running. He's pretty good, Jake, you know. Years ago, there was the rumor that he had bought a motorcycle, a Harley, and he had lifted the seat up, and there was a plaque to, you know, to my love from Elvis. And it was a totally fabricated story. And when I talked to Jay about it, he said, yeah, I'd like to find out who started that story. It's just, you know, why do I want to buy a celebrity's vehicle? And it's like, I'm a celebrity. I don't need to do that. And I said, yeah, you got it. And so it really kind of brought it out. And the other thing is, yesterday at auction, there was a fire truck. And the gentleman said, well, if I can't sell it at the auction, I'll call Jay Leno. He'll buy it. And I'm kind of going, no, he won't. he has a very select, I know what he's looking for. And those aren't, you know, he just doesn't buy any vehicle that comes along. He has a very limited, and most collectors, hardcore collectors, they don't buy anything they see. They're buying a very specific vehicle. There are people with a lot of money who might just buy anything they see and it catches their eye because, hey, it's pretty, it's eye candy. But a dedicated car collector, they know what they want, and that's what they're going to buy, and they just don't buy the first car that comes along. So it's an interesting, and car collecting is a interesting hobby.
It certainly is. Any trends emerging of this year, 2016, that you didn't predict going into the year?
Not really too much different than it's kind of going from last year. I do honestly believe we're going to see a plateau or a cooling off of the Porsche market. And last week we saw a lot of Porsches hit the market. Another company it was after called Hollywood Wheels, they did a 40-plus car collection of just Porsches. And they had decent sales, but they weren't earth-shattering. We didn't see any runaway crazy prices. Same with some of the other sales with their Porsches. We saw good prices, but we didn't see crazy. And I think even at the Seinfeld collection, it's kind of plateauing off.
A little bit of a plateauing effect. Hang in there, Phil. We'll keep you on for a few more minutes, and then we'll move over to John Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And anytime Phil is with us, if you'd like a free estimate of value, got a classic car, rare car, unusual car, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed, it is a fine machine. That's what we specialize in here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. John Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys, will be with us momentarily. We're having an abbreviated visit today. We'll have a full hour-long visit with Phil Skinner, no doubt, in the next couple of weeks. Kelly Blue Book's collector car market editor, and anytime Phil is with us, we invite you to email us up or call us with any car questions that you might have. Free estimate of value. And let's see, we got a somewhat interesting question here. This one comes out of Connecticut. Gentleman's name is Johnny, and Johnny has got an economy car with a somewhat of a high-performance engine, I guess, for its day. Certainly a high-performance name. He has a 1976 Chevrolet Vega Cosworth edition. He says he inherited the vehicle from his dad. It has been sitting in a garage for more than 30 years, and he wants to know, Phil, is it worth restoring, or what would be Phil's suggestions for a Cosworth Vega? Is this something that could be worth something someday? All right, looks like we're having a little connection problem with Phil, so we'll see if we can get him back with us. We've also got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, standing by, and we're going to be talking about a vehicle that he got a call on recently, and it's a vehicle that I'm sure many of you folks listening on the other side of the radio are not going to be familiar with. I won't give it away yet, so we'll keep you waiting with bated breath, so to speak. When you get a chance in the next couple of days, we should have a revamped Auto World Radio website for you to check out, and you can check out pictures of both Phil Skinner and Don Jones. But before we lost you, Phil, got a question out of Connecticut. A gentleman who inherited a Cosworth Vega. This was a very early attempt, an American manufacturer, that being Chevrolet, building an economy vehicle with a somewhat of a high-performance engine, certainly a high-performance name. I remember those Cosworth Vegas. They were either white with gold or black with gold. What's the state of the Cosworth Vega market here in 2016?
Well, first of all, when the Vega first came out, it had a very bad engine in it. It did bad things like break down very early and disintegrate. They resolved that problem that within the first year. They had that problem resolved. Cosworth came along and was able to re-engineer a whole new engine with it. It was like, as you said, it was the first exploration of Cosworth coming in and putting an engine conversion into it. And the Cosworth Vega, they were powerful cars. What are they worth today? A lot of people bought them, took them home, and parked them. Nice, low-mile examples we have seen sell for the $24,000 to $26,000 range. For a vehicle that has mileage on it, that's been well-maintained, to give you an example, at Meekum's auction in Kissimmee just this past January, there was a Cosworth Vega, and it was one of the cars that caught my attention, and I talked to the owner. And I said, what do you want to have for it? He says, well, I've got $12,000 reserve. I'll be happy to get $10,000. And it had 56,000 miles. It had been very well maintained. And I think the owner was very, very happy when the hammer came down at $15,500. So that's about where the market is today. It's in the mid-teens for a nice used vehicle that's been well maintained. For a low-mileage vehicle, I would say double that money easily.
Very good. And Phil, we want to remind folks that if they have a collector car question, you very kindly offer your email up as an alternative to get a hold of you. Why don't we make sure and give out that email address?
Yes, it's very simple. It's phil.skinner@kbb.com. Give me your year, make, model, and tell me what you're looking for as far as your values on it, and we'll be glad to give you a personal estimate of value. If you also can't remember my name, just go to kbb.com, our customer care service. Tell them, hey, I'm looking for the value on A, and tell them, and they'll pass it on to me, and we'll give you a personal response on the value of your vehicle.
Excellent. So, Phil, again, remind us where you're off to next, and we'll definitely get you back on for a full hour.
Well, next week we're actually going to be home. It'll be Easter weekend, spending that with the family. The weekend after that, we're off to Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale for Auctions America. They've got a three-day auction going on at the convention center in Fort Lauderdale. And like I say, I'm looking forward to that sale. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we got some Barrett Jackson action upcoming. And Barrett Jackson is going up to my home neck of the woods for the first time up in New England. Be very interesting to see how that auction does, Phil.
That'll be right. That's at the casino up there in Connecticut. And there's a lot of things. Like I said, Barrett Jackson is the week after, I believe, West Palm Beach follows Fort Lauderdale. There's also another sale in Punta Gorda, Florida. And the same week as Auctions America in Fort Lauderdale, Vaccari Auctions is doing a sale in Tampa, Florida. So Florida, another hotbed of collector car dome, a great place to go for a spring break and pick up a collector vehicle along the way.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time here today, Phil, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Always a pleasure. And, Bob, you take care of yourself.
Thank you so much, my friend. 39 minutes after the hour, this is Auto World. We're live all across North America, around the world at GCNLive.com. We go to the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, Don Jones. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real well, but I was really surprised that Phil gave that Vega that high of a price, or Vegas you're going for that much. I would have assumed a that Vega. What year was it? Was it 75?
Yes, 76 Cosworth Vega. So it was the one with the fancy engine.
Yeah, that car probably sitting in the garage for 30 years and not being started is probably worth in the neighborhood of $1,500. If you know, if you put a lot of money in it and got it running and they took it to auction after spending $20,000 on it, you could probably get $15,000 for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I really don't see that as being a collectible car, but I don't know. That's you know how opinions are, but I think I would put my money into something else.
I understand completely, and it's a really good point that you bring up, because a lot of people will drop an awful lot of money in restoring a vehicle. It costs a lot to restore a vehicle, and quite often you don't necessarily recoup that money. Sometimes you end up losing money.
Exactly. And we work for a couple of collectors that have very, very limited collections. Like, you know, I have one guy that has six of nine cars known to exist. Another guy that I think he has like 9 or 12 cars that are known to exist of a certain brand of car. And he has no idea what they're worth because there isn't that much market for cars. Now, keeping in mind there were over 8,000 different auto manufacturers in the United States since 1864. And there's names of hundreds and maybe thousands of cars that just have disappeared. You know, there was actually a Long, there was actually a Joe, there was a car called the Bob. You know, over all these years, decades. And it's hard to put a price tag on things. But, you know, when you go back to the Vega, it's not that well thought after. And, you know, condition is everything.
Oh,
and, you know, I have
is.
No doubt, you know, of the person being able to get that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Thanks for joining us here. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. And Don, recently you got a call from a gentleman looking for a 1924 Cleveland. Now, this is a vehicle I'm sure many of our listeners have never heard of.
Well, yeah, actually, he called me looking for a bumper bracket for a 1941 Buick. In 1941, there were 24 different models of Buick. So we started playing what else will fit, that little game. And he said nothing because it's a so rare of a Buick that they only made 600 of them that year. And then as we got talking, he had the 1940 Buick four-door convertible that Shirley Temple used to ride around in parades. And he had a 1924 Cleveland. And this car, he thinks, is one of a kind. It's the only 1924 Cleveland convertible still on the planet as far as he knows or we know. And he said he checked it through the Cleveland Collectors Club and some other organizations. But, here we have a car that I have absolutely no idea what the value of the car would be at this particular moment. So, but you just when you think that you've seen all the rare stuff, here comes another one over the telephone.
Yeah, that's an unusual one, to say the least. Cleveland, I'd love to hear from any of our listeners via email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autowarradio.com, or via the telephone, 855-660-4261, if anybody has had any run-ins with Clevelands or were aware of the Cleveland. You're right. There were so many different manufacturers. When we go back into the early 1900s, there were literally hundreds, and many of them were based in not just Detroit, but other places in the Midwest, like
right.
In Indiana and Missouri and other places.
Right, I think in Ohio at one time, or over the years, there have been something in the neighborhood of 115 different auto manufacturers in Ohio, and there was quite a group of them in the Cleveland area. With this, the Cleveland came out. It kind of was a spinoff from the Cleveland Machine and Screw Company and the Cleveland Electric Company. It was formed by a fellow by the name of A.L. Moore. And they started business in 1902. And then after a year or so, they changed their name to Cleveland Automotive Company. Stayed in business until around 1908 and dropped off the planet for a year or for a couple of years. And then in 1913, a fella restarted the company. And it started off, by a guy by the name of Chandler and four other people. Started off as a Chandler Motor Company, and then they brought the Cleveland back a few years later, about 1918, I think. They were going, doing real well with the World War II market, and World War I market, and they were able to come up with about $1,400,000 in capital to go ahead and recreate Cleveland. And stayed in business until about 1928, winter of 28. Tens of thousands of cars sold, but again, it's one of the cars that have kind of disappeared. And probably if you found anything that looked like Cleveland, it might be called a Huffmobile. I think it was bought out by Huffmobile in 28 or 29.
That's very true. I remember my dad talking about that vehicle. Another vehicle that you certainly don't hear about very much these days is a vehicle called the Maxwell. Tell our listeners about that.
Maxwell Company did real well until the late 1920s, where they brought Walter Chrysler in as the president. And I think I was about 25, and by 28, Maxwell was rolled into the Chrysler Corporation, and probably better known as Chrysler now. And even after they quit making Maxwell, they continued to use the Maxwell engine in the Plymouth until about 1932. So, occasionally we're asked to find Maxwell parts, engine parts, and if we can't find the Maxwell, we'll start looking for those 31-32 Plymouths. And occasionally you get lucky, but man, that's another hard one to find.
Another unusual one that many listeners would get a kick out of. This was
Bob, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you've kind of fallen off the radar.
Sure, no, but the, can hear you fine.
Going back to the Cleveland, Fisher Body Company, which ended up being owned by General Motors, created the bodies for the Cleveland, and they were supplying so many bodies that they actually started a plant in Detroit. So they would be, there was a Fisher Body of Detroit. They moved and they created a plant in Cleveland in order to be closer to the Chandler and to the Cleveland manufacturing plant. And they spent about $500,000 in 1920 dollars coming up with that plant.
Another one that I always get a kick out of from the 1950s was Crosley. This was a company that not only made cars, but actually made home appliances as well.
I was just looking at a Chrysler or a Crosley engine not too long ago, a little four-cylinder for a fella. I think they were, off the top of my head, I think they were in business from about 1939 to about 53. They had small cars, somewhat economical for the times, usually with a four-cylinder flathead engine. Some collectability on it. I think you will find them in most price guides. With a declared value to them. But I really don't see too many at the shows or anything. But like everything, there's probably a market for them.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's take a look at what's going on at theoldcarguys.com. And again, Don, as I always say, over the years, this show has been on the air since 1992, and in this particular time slot since 1995, and I can't think of any other guest that I've ever had or contributed to the show that will give out his personal number, but Don is the guy. So Don, go right ahead, give out your personal number if you'd like.
Yep, 314-306-7507. And if anybody out there has a topic or wants to know a little bit about some special car, or if their town or city ever created a car and had a car manufacturing plant here, send us an email, and I'll go ahead and put together a little talk on it if you like.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Certainly, when you look at your own home city there of St. Louis, lots of automotive enthusiasts may not be familiar with the fact that the Corvette actually was assembled at one point in a plant in St. Louis.
That is correct. At one time, even with the big three car manufacturers, St. Louis was, I think, second behind Detroit on the manufacturing of automobiles. Obviously, that's all changed over the past 15 or 20 years, particularly with General Motors having their issues some years back. But at one time, we even had a number of independent manufacturers here, like the Moon and the Doris. With the whole run of Dorises, I think we're less than 2,800 vehicles, and mostly trucks. I think they were in business from 1909 to about 1929. And their model was built to standard, not to price. And that's what killed them, because the Ford Motor Company were putting out Model Ts and incredibly inexpensive vehicles, and the Doris was running about three times the cost of a Model T. But such is life.
Very good. You've got some car shows coming up around the bend. What's the first one you're going to hit? What are you looking forward to?
We'll start off our season with the Easter show, which is obviously on Easter Sunday, which I believe is next week. And
yep.
We will be going to the Automotive Historians get-together up in Ohio here in the mid-April. And then hopefully the bar will sell, and I'll be on the road heading to Pennsylvania. And
when I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.